From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today we continue a series of studies in the Law of God, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text is found in Numbers chapter 11 and verse 11. Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? Our Heavenly Father sends us frequent troubles to try our faith. If our faith be worth anything, it will stand the test. Guilt is afraid of fire, but gold is not. The paste gem dreads to be touched by the diamond, but the true jewel fears no test. It is a poor faith which can only trust God when friends are true, the body full of health, and the business profitable. But that is true faith which holds by the Lord's faithfulness when friends are gone, when the body is sick, when spirits are depressed, and the light of our Father's countenance is hidden. A faith which can say in the direst trouble, Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, is heaven-born faith. The Lord afflicts His servants to glorify Himself, for He is greatly glorified in the graces of His people, which are His own handiwork. When tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, the Lord is honored by these growing virtues. We should never know the music of the harp if the strings were left untouched, nor enjoy the juice of the grape if it were not trodden in the winepress, nor discover the sweet perfume of cinnamon if it were not pressed and beaten, nor feel the warmth of fire if the coals were not utterly consumed. The wisdom and power of the great workman are discovered by the trials through which his vessels of mercy are permitted to pass. Present afflictions tend also to heighten future joy. There must be shades in the picture to bring out the beauty of the lights. Could we be so supremely blessed in heaven if we had not known the curse of sin and the sorrow of earth? Will not peace be sweeter after conflict, and rest more welcome after toil? Will not the recollection of past sufferings enhance the bliss of the glorified? There are many other comfortable answers to the question with which we opened our brief meditation. Let us muse upon it all day long.
I need.
Among the great classics of Christian literature, A.W. Tozer's The Pursuit of God is remarkable for its impact on the lives of countless believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The product of a lifelong passion for knowing God in an intimate, soul-refreshing relationship, this small volume exposes the roadblocks that keep us from fully knowing God, reveals our responsibility of the pursuit, and ultimately leads us into the very presence of God Himself. Some of the chapter titles include Following Hard After God, Restoring the Creator-Creature Relation, and The Sacrament of Living. As you read and study Tozer's penetrating insights, you will learn the meaning of Paul's words in Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know Him. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer complete reprints of this timeless devotional help, free of charge. For your copy of The Pursuit of God, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your free copy of The Pursuit of God, and we'll be glad to provide it. As he continues these studies in the law of God, Dr. Cairns is focusing on the foundation of the Ten Commandments. In giving Moses his law, God said, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. This self-revelation is reason enough for man's obedience to the law of God. As the creator and sustainer of all life, God has the authority and the right to demand obedience of his creatures. We've seen that every man is obligated to obey God, but those who have received special blessing are under an increased obligation, particularly nations and individuals to whom God has given the privilege of gospel truth. Now to continue this message, the foundation of the Ten Commandments, here is Dr. Cairns.
Now it's one of the great questions of life. Why am I here? Why are you here? The evolutionists want you to believe that you're just part of one ongoing cosmic accident. That's all you are. I defy any honest man to deal with his own consciousness and honestly say, that satisfies my soul. That has the hiss of the serpent about it. It has the brand mark of the devil's lie right on its forehead. Why am I here? Why do I exist? What's the whole purpose of life? Is it just this rat race that so many people think is life? Did you ever... You think of this sometimes when you're up in an airplane. Of course, the fact that you're 35 or 40,000 feet above it all doesn't mean you're out of it. You're still part of it, only doing it at 600 miles an hour instead of 50 miles an hour. But you get up there in an airplane, you're going over some great city, especially at rush hour, and you see all these little cars, and they're just like little toys. Bumper to bumper. The whole place is like a hive with activity. you stop and ask, what on earth is that all about? What's it all about? When you look at what most people now think they're here for, you can understand why so many people are committing suicide. For if that's life, it doesn't make much sense. But I want to tell you, we are here to do God's will. We are here to bring glory to God's name. That is why He created us. And then as creatures, as moral agents, we're going to give account to God. That's why we should obey Him. The great I Am. I Am. That is ultimate reality. Paul said, so then we must all give account of ourselves to God. Every man must give account of himself unto God. He said, He is the one with whom we have to do. Now, a lot of people would prefer not to have to deal with the Lord. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe you're going through life and you're just trying glibly to blot this out of your mind. There's no such thing as judgment. There's no such thing as standing before God. There's no such thing as giving account. There's no such thing as God opening up the books. There's no such thing as hearing, depart from me, I never knew you. And you're trying to go through life persuading yourself that there's no accounting coming. My friend, the accounting day is coming. And it's coming very quickly. We are God's creatures, created for God's pleasure, and we are going to give account unto our Creator. And the standard of the judgment will be what? It will be obedience to God's will. Matthew 7:23, the Lord Jesus spells it out in so many words. That is the standard of the judgment of God. We have the inescapable obligation to obey God. The fourth thing I note is that this universal obligation to obey the Lord is strengthened in many people by the special blessings they have received from Him. He says, I am the Lord. That's enough to command every man. But He says, I am the Lord thy God. And that comes down to people who profess to acknowledge Jehovah as the true God. And God says, you have a special obligation to obey me. I have given you special light. I have given you special blessings. I have surrounded you with blessings that only the gospel of grace can bring. Can't we see this all across America? Did you ever wonder what made the difference between, say, Russia and America? What made the difference? And despite what the right-wing politicians want you to believe, it wasn't Ronald Reagan. And I am not saying that to denigrate Mr. Reagan. But he did not make the difference. What really made the difference? After all, Russia was a great nation when this wasn't even a nation. So what made the difference? I'll tell you what made the difference. The gospel of Jesus Christ. As Dr. Bob Sr. used to preach, and I've heard this from him on radio, what marks this nation as different from every other nation on earth at this moment is that this is a nation that was born by and through and for the gospel. And that is what has given it the blessings that it enjoys, the liberty, the prosperity. These have come from the Lord. And yet Americans tonight are using the very blessings that the gospel of grace has given to this nation to spit in the face of God, to break His law, to blaspheme His truth, to trample the blood of His Son beneath their feet. And I want to tell you, what God has done for America only increases its obligations. What God has done for you, even who reject Him, because of your knowledge of the gospel and because He has surrounded you, however unwilling you may be to be surrounded, He has surrounded you with so many influences of the gospel. Those things only emphasize your obligation to obey God. This is even more so of those who are genuinely saved. I am the Lord your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Why did God save you? Now, there are many answers to that question. Many people want you to believe once you're saved you can forget the Ten Commandments. Don't you believe it? One word of the Bible is worth a volume or 10,000 volumes of man. And listen to what the Bible says in Psalm 105, verse 43 and 45. He brought forth His people with joy and His chosen with gladness, that they might observe His statutes and keep His laws. Is that plain? Can anybody argue with that? I have redeemed you in order that you should observe My statutes and keep My laws. Isn't that what He's saying here at the beginning of the Ten Commandments? The preamble is to the whole ten. And what the Lord is saying here is, I am the Lord which have redeemed you. Therefore, then He gives the Ten Commandments. Think of this. Because the Lord has redeemed you by His grace and power, you should acknowledge Him and no other as your God. It's the first commandment. And the second is, because the Lord has redeemed you and brought you out of Egypt by signs and wonders, but without any visible or physical manifestations of Himself, you shall not pollute the worship of God with any man-made images or conceptions of deity, or liken God to anything in heaven, in earth, or in what's under the earth. The third commandment is, because the Lord has redeemed you with His mighty demonstrations of holiness and power, you must never profane the name of the Lord your God. And because the Lord has delivered you out of the slavery of the house of bondage, you must observe His Sabbath rest. I've referred to the family. In the Ten Commandments, the fifth commandment is the most, or one of the most overt references to it. Because the Lord has redeemed you and spared, and this is something would have been in the mind of all the children of Israel, and redeeming you, spared your firstborn on that terrible night when the angel of death went through the land of Egypt. You shall count the bond between children and their parents as part of God's sacred covenant. Because the Lord has brought you out of bondage and has given you life, you shall not unlawfully take the life of any other man. Because the Lord has bought you out of slavery and made you His servants in holiness, you shall not pollute or enslave yourselves by lust and immorality. Because the Lord has redeemed you and endowed you as His people, and He has given you richly all His great provision, you shall not steal the property of another. Because the Lord, in redeeming you, has sealed His grace with his oath, I am the Lord, swearing by himself because he could swear by none greater. You shall make his truth the sentinel of all your words and all your witness. The tenth commandment is, because the Lord has redeemed you and has endowed you with his rich provision, you shall be content with such things as are lawfully yours, and shall not covet what belongs to another. You see how it all hangs together? It all flows from this one thing: I am the Lord who has redeemed you. That's why the Lord writes his law on the hearts of his saints. As soon as he saves you, he writes his law on your heart. When I hear these preachers saying that Christians have no obligation to the law of God, I wonder, why was God so foolish then in regenerating them to write his law on their heart, if the law has nothing to do with a Christian? It's the most plain reference that God could give, that he has redeemed us to observe his statutes and keep his laws. We sometimes sing the old gospel hymn, "Free from the Law, O Happy Condition." That's a great hymn if you understand it biblically. There's no joy in living a lawless life. If you're living a lawless life, I want to tell you, you're a miserable wretch. If you're living a lawless life, you're as miserable as the devil, the world, and sin can make you. Free from the law, for a Christian, is free not from its obligation. For it's written on our heart. It's the joy of a Christian to obey God. But it's free from its condemnation. Now put all this together. God commands us. God has the right to command us. Every one of us has the inescapable obligation to obey him, and that obligation is strengthened by every special blessing he has given us. Therefore, failure to obey the Lord is the gravest possible crime.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there's a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.